Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Smith, and my goal is to help you build a better blog. I'll do that by providing blogging tips, social media advice, YouTube tips, and together we'll explore all the top strategies available to help you master the art of content creation. In today's episode, we'll talk about Facebook and social proof. Now, a lot of you may feel that Facebook marketing is just a little too complicated. You don't really want to build a network over on a different platform. You want to have your home base as your main platform where people reach out to you. And you also may be just a little confused with all the changes that Facebook is constantly making. So first thing I want to do is share a couple of tips to keep your Facebook fans focused. I've shared these tips in the past, but you may have missed them. And then at the end, I'm going to give you some resources of who you can follow to keep up with all the comings and goings of what's happening with Facebook. Now, this first tip is really easy, but I see a lot of people miss this step. You should list your fan page or your Facebook page as your employer on your personal profile. That way, when people come to your personal profile, they'll see that you work at your fan page. So that gives a link from your profile over to your fan page, because really you don't want to violate any of the terms of service of Facebook. So you can't really promote your blog or your email list or any of your products or anything on your personal profile, but you're perfectly fine with doing that on your Facebook page. So the first thing you want to do is add a link from your profile to your Facebook page. The next thing you want to do is add a link from your Facebook page back to your blog or to your home base. And it's very easy to do this. There's a section where you fill in the about and you tell about your page. That's where you're going to put your keywords. And for me, it's, you know, blogging and social media. And then you can add a clickable hyperlink back to your website. So that's a really key thing. You know, it's great to have a lot of fans, but when they come to your Facebook page, the first thing you want them to see is that, yes, I do have a property that is my blog, that's my home base, and you have that link. It's right there underneath your timeline photo and your Facebook page profile picture, which is usually like your logo or something like that. So that's real important. See, when you're doing Facebook marketing or any kind of marketing, really, keep your goals in mind. You want people to come back to your home base. You also probably want to build your email list. Well, you should want to build your email list. Hopefully, I've nailed that point home several times on this podcast. And so even though you're going to be making images and asking questions and spending all this time interacting with your fans on your page, you want to keep that constant reminder there that you do have a blog and that you want them to come back to your home base. Now, this next tip is about the applications that you have on your Facebook page. Right underneath your timeline cover, over on the right-hand side, you have the ability to add three different applications. And you're probably thinking, Eileen, what are you talking about? There's four. Yes, there are four of them, but the first one is your photos, and you cannot change that. The photos application is always going to show the last photo that you either posted on your wall or that you were tagged in. That's something that you can't control, and don't worry, it's always going to be fluid, but the other three are static. and you can make them whatever you want them to be. So here's the tip. By default, one of those applications is a like box, and it basically is just a box that shows how many people have liked your page. Now, I say get rid of it. Ditch what I call the fake like box on Facebook. And the reason I say it's fake is because new people that are coming to your page, if they click that, they won't like your page. It doesn't allow them to like your page. So it takes them into a screen that will actually show them some of your Facebook insights. And you don't really need people looking at your insights. You just want them to like your page, or, like I said earlier, go back to your blog. Or in my case, I have an application for my YouTube and for my Pinterest, or maybe I'll have Instagram, whatever. But you don't want that like button front and center, right where everyone can see it, occupying prime real estate on your Facebook page. So here's a little trick I learned to get rid of it. All you have to do is click the down arrow. You'll see that over on the far right, and switch it with one of the other applications. And if you sign up for my email list, one of the first ebooks that I send out to you is instructions on how to get a free application. Here's a better idea. I'll add a pay with a like button over in the show notes, and that way you can see how that works, in addition to finding an application that will let you put any website, including your own website, on your Facebook page in an application. Now that we got those two tips out of the way, I just want to talk to you a little about how you can assess or evaluate if spending time on Facebook is worth your time. And it's very simple, as long as you have Google Analytics installed on your blog. Now, I have a full tutorial on how to do this, and I'll make sure that I link to that tutorial in the show notes for this podcast. But really simply, you just go into your Google Analytics, you go into traffic sources, social, and network referrals. And that's going to tell you which social network is sending you the most traffic. Now, as much as I love Google+, and of course you guys know I love YouTube, when I go into this report, the very first thing on the top of my list is Facebook. So even though in the beginning I didn't really like Facebook that much, you know, you have to give the people what they want. And now if Facebook is sending me more traffic than any of the other networks, and I also happen to know that most of the people that are coming from Facebook are signed up for my email list, then I can't ignore Facebook. So I'll give you another quick way to see how important Facebook is for your blog as well as your social profile. And I did say we were going to talk about social proof here. And now, here we go. Let's talk about clout. That's K-L-O-U-T. If you haven't signed up for clout, go ahead and do so. Connect your Facebook page and all of that over to your clout account. And what will happen is clout has something called moments. So if you go over to your profile, take a look at your clout moments and see where those special moments are popping up. Are they on Facebook? Are they on Twitter? Are they on Instagram? And this is all part of social proof, because when people are engaging with you on these networks, building up your clout score, that just gives you more visibility and more credibility across the web. Now, I briefly mentioned your email list. Yes, Facebook is a great way to grow your email list, and you can use those applications that I mentioned. Also, there are some applications that are mobile friendly that will help grow your email list. One that I use is called Lead Pages. That's a fantastic one. I'll make sure that I give you the links for that. And here are some other things that you can do once you have that email list. Now, we all know that we can run ads on Facebook. We can promote posts. But there's also something that's really powerful, and it's called the Power Editor. And the Power Editor lets you build a really targeted promotion. And one of the ways you can do that is by importing all the names from your email list. And Facebook will match those up, make sure those people see your ads, and you can also create what they call lookalike audiences. Now, that's pretty intense. And remember, I said I would have a couple of resources for you at the end of this podcast. Well, we're coming to the end now, so here's the time. You may have heard me talk about her before. I just love this woman to death. When it comes to Facebook, she knows her stuff, and that's Amy Porterfield. Now, Amy is also doing a podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. But the other day, I heard her interviewed by someone, and his name is John Loomer. That's L-O-O-M-E-R. And John also has a fantastic podcast and a blog, and he is another Facebook expert. So if you really want to dive in deep into Power Editor, and if I just made some alarm bells go off in your head when I mentioned that you can import your email list into Facebook, John Loomer has all the tutorials and the strategies for that. Now, I shouldn't have to say Mari Smith, but I'm going to say it anyway. Follow Mari Smith. Get her email list. Now, this is one time that I'm going to tell you, sign up for somebody else's email list, because Mari, and on top of keeping you up to date with all the programs and trainings that she has, her email comes out once a week, and she gives you three of the top social media posts that she's read and curated throughout the week. So that's a great way to stay on top of what's going on with Facebook. One of my all-time favorite Facebook tools is called Timeline Slicer Pro. I have to give a shout out to my boy Joey Kissimmee over at Income Press. He developed Timeline Slicer Pro. It's a great way to switch up your Facebook timeline covers all the time. You can showcase your fans, and also you can make those app covers. And now he's even added a module where you can optimize the image sizes that you're posting in the news feed. Check it out. It's Timeline Slicer Pro. One more. I can't go away without saying Mike Stelzner and the crew over at Social Media Examiner. You're probably already familiar with them, but check out Mike's podcast and also what he's doing over there on Social Media Examiner. Well, that's it for today, guys. Thanks so much for joining me. Please do me a favor and go over to iTunes and leave this podcast a rating and review. I really appreciate it. Have a great day. Peace.